Governor, are you ready to take the oath?
I am, sir.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I swear, to the best of my ability.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
George Walker Bush, President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will execute the Constitution of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will execute to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the President of the United States.
Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery.
We now continue our coverage of our top news story this morning, President Bush's tour of America to survey the damage caused by his disastrous presidency.
Right, Tracy, here's what we know so far. The presidency started and hit America at around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time back on January 20th, 2001. Now, so far, that presidency has caused some $9 trillion worth of debt. It's left thousands of people dead, and still, even this morning, it continues to rage on. We have some footage to show you here of some of the survivors.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Arkansas has never seen nothing like this. This ain't the country. It's just mind-boggling.
He needs to see how bad it is down here.
You know, it's so sad. You can actually hear the fear in their voices.
Yeah.
The sheer destructive force of Bush caught people completely off guard in a lot of cases.
Well, joining us now live is Brian Scott. He's been following the president on his tour of the disaster area. Brian?
Tracy, President Bush has been showing real leadership out here. Yesterday, he started the day with a flyover tour of Kansas. Of course, that's one of the 50 states in the direct path of this presidency.
Yeah.
And then he stopped in Denver to deliver a very moving speech that offered as much encouragement as he could to the approximately 300 million people whose lives have been completely torn apart by him.
You really have to admire the strength he's showing in the face of all the adversity he's created.
Bush later met privately with a group of victims and personally assured them his administration would not abandon them as they seek to rebuild their lives in the wake of his administration.
Unbelievable.
We have a clip from that speech, yeah. So we should give a look and a listen to it right now.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why? Because it's just my United States of whatever. Yeah, yeah. And this is my United States of whatever.
President Bush?
Hush up, don't talk to me now. Whatever. Leave it to me. Hello.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
The Cincinnati Museum Center, 500 or so invited guests there. The President of the United States.
Thank you all. terrorism, terrorist attacks, terrorism, terror, terrorist attacks, terror, terrorism, terror, terrorist cells, instruments of terror, Iraq, 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 Iraq,
and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Our nation is at war.
A different kind of war.
The war on terror.
We are winning the war.
A war on many fronts.
No one likes war.
Our war on terror has well begun.
The war on terror is our fight.
In the war against terror.
In the war on terror.
In the war on terrorism.
They were acts of war.
And war is what they got.
War.
If war is forced upon us,
win the war.
We are winning the war.
We'll prevail in the war.
We'll win this war.
Win the war.
Till this war is won.
We are winning.
We are winning the war.
But war
are at war.
Yet as we act to win the war,
we'll win this war.
Weapon of war.
Started this war.
Fight and win this war.
Are at war.
World War III.
Beyond the war on terror.
Depression and war.
Have always been at war.
And went to war.
The war goes on.
And the uncertainties of war.
Where the war began.
After the war.
Our war.
This war.
Win the war.
But war.
Win the war.
They were acts of war.
War
is not my first choice.
War.
We are winning the war.
We are winning the war.
Yeah.
This is the world's fight.
It's a call to war.
This is civilization's fight.
We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning. We are winning.
We are winning. We are winning the war.
We wage a war to save civilization itself.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
But I hear the voices, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider, and I decide what is best. What's best? Death and destruction. Death and destruction. Death and destruction. Death and destruction. Death and destruction.
Some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on. Bring them on. Attack us. Bring them on. Attack.
Bring them on.
Bring them on.
The president has no compunction about killing his own people or those of another nation.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Quagmires that weren't thus far. And I don't know, but why don't I think it is one? Is it perfectly peaceful then?
Bring them on.
The president is someone of total brutality and ruthlessness.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
By accepting the risks and sacrifice, our men and women in uniform.
Kill them.
Bring them on.
Capture or kill them.
Bring them on. Bring them on. Attack us.
Capture or kill them.
Bring them on. Attack.
Kill them.
Attack. Bring them on.
Sacrifice our men and women in uniform.
Kill them.
Bring them on.
And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. Bring them on.
A new age is
dawn, rising from the ashes of the innocent. My dead versus your dead, let's see who can get more militant. Blood for blood, pound for pound, an eye for an eye. My tribal goddess told me that I must murder or die. You killed 10 of mine, I must kill 10,000 of yours. Preemptively decapitate all those who dare to oppose. Shoot the motherfuckers now and ask questions much later. Terrorist, freedom fighter, innocent bystander, instigator. It don't matter, your ass is brown, you got a towel on top of your head. You pray to avoid a god, you pray to mine, or I'll shoot you dead. Patriot sidewinders, M1s and F-16s, the most beautiful display of destruction mankind has ever seen. I'm not an invader, I came here to liberate your people. Carpet bombing your mind so I can build my church steeple. Yeah, freedom and democracy, baseball and apple pie. Buy and consume or go bye, bye, bye. Now who the fuck do you think you are to go against my manifest destiny? I got a mandate from my god to smite all of my enemies. Look at me the wrong way, I'll put your ass on my shit list. What, you want some of this bitch? I'll take you for a ride with no witness. What would Jesus do? Fuck that, you know it's just the front to appease the Bible thumpers while I do what the fuck I want. Propagating propaganda, live in fear and I'll protect ya. I'll raise the terror alert and you know that I'm gonna check ya. What books do you read? Who do you talk to? Where you going? What's your habit? Give me all your information right now, what's your number? I gotta have it. Big brother ain't got shit on me, I got eyes in the back of your brain. My name is Super W and I come to bring you the pain.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
The usurping bastard child of an archaic plutocratic system. If it was something else, you would've missed him. Playing games with Poppy's cats. Let's bankrupt the company, make bank all the options. Fuck the pension plan, fuck Aunt Millie, neck deep in corruption. Power to the people, no, the power belongs to the white men in the white collars. Gathering every single day to worship in the temple of the dollar. Mr. Greenspan, Mr. Greenspan, tell me which way the wind blows. And why are all these people jumping out of their fucking windows? Why are all these mothers crying for children that won't return? Their blood spilling in the desert while the city of Baghdad burns. The black blood that feeds the empire must never stop flowing. No price is too high, we must keep shocking and awing. It's the project for the new American century, the new world order. An empire disguised as democracy, prostituted and distorted. You think this shit started the day the towers came falling down? No, it's an old idea we've been munching on and kicking around. We've been waiting to scratch that itch for a long time and Mesopotamia. Even though we all know the hijackers were mostly Saudi Arabian. Pay no mind to the lies, the shell games and the deception. We're here to fight for your freedom, we're only here for your protection. I don't remember Guadalcanal, Antietam, Normandy or the Mekong. I'm sending you and you never get to die like I'm on PlayStation Ghost Recon. Playing like I'm a Top Gun, mission accomplished on an aircraft carrier. Working hard every day to make the world scarier and scarier. A kinda gentler version of daddy, check this conservative's compassion. Read my lips, motherfucker, time for lights, camera, and action. This power trip shit gets me higher than back in the day doing cocaine. My name is Super W and I'm really fucking insane.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq, I don't know why you say that. The person gets to decide, not you.
I'm setting the stage for a show which you've never seen an equal. You thought 9/11 was tight, hold up, I'm getting ready for the sequel. Whatever the cost, whatever the price, to buy me 4 more years. A few more terror attacks, more lives, keep you living in fear. Call Rush, call O'Reilly, get on the phone with Mr. Hannity. Spin the web of deception so we continue with this insanity. Don't ask too many questions, deploy weapons of mass distraction. Prepare the foot soldiers, it's almost time to jump into action. The second coming of the rapture, the last holy crusade. I'm smiting infidels left and right, giving them a taste of my righteous blade. The power to destroy the world right here in the palm of my hand. I'm bringing eternal salvation by air, sea, and by land. With us or against us, only two roads that you could choose. The Almighty is on my side and there's no way that I could lose. It's the coalition of the sellouts, motherfuck the United Nations. I'm reading the Bible in my comp for my divine inspiration. The ultimate corporate state only dreamed of by Mussolini. In the most of the inner circles, rubbing elbows and sipping martinis. In bed with CEOs, Saudi princes, and Israeli ministers. I serve only them and follow their orders, no matter how sinister. I'm a schoolyard bully, give me your milk money and play my game. The only bastard on the planet getting by on his fucking last name. Can't even pronounce nuclear missile, but I know how to pull the trigger. Kick back and relax while the empire grows bigger and bigger. Fuck Genghis Khan, fuck Caesar, fuck Alexander the Great. I'm digging all those niggas, this is the perfect fascist state. Don't mess with Texas, motherfucker, don't mess with me or I'll blow your brains. I'm Super Duper W, this is my world and my game.
International law? I better call my lawyer, he didn't bring that up to me.
This is a precious gift, what America is all about. Thank you.
Then I think you'll find it. You're asking me questions as well.
Statement or that political statement.
To our economy.
And therefore,
strategy.
President George Bush will leave behind a legacy of decisions and policies affecting the U.S. Constitution. Critics say he has done extensive damage to American civil liberties, and to international obligations.
The one war that he has won has been his war against the Constitution. He suffered many setbacks elsewhere, and it's his one truly enduring legacy that he isn't going to boast about, but perhaps it's his most important in terms of the future of the United States Constitution.
In waging the so-called war on terror, Bush has asserted broad powers to spy, eavesdrop, imprison, and torture. It's part of a radical theory of presidential power called the unitary executive, which essentially allows the president to do anything he wants. Bush says all his actions were justified by the need to prevent additional attacks in the wake of 9/11.
Well, there's room for honest and healthy debate about the decisions I've made. And there's plenty of debate. There can be no debate about the results in keeping America safe.
Bush also imprisoned U.S. citizens without warrant, trial, or access to lawyers. Bush has repeatedly claimed the U.S. does not torture, but orders from near the very top of his administration permitted waterboarding and other mistreatment of prisoners in Guantanamo and in illegal secret prisons around the world. Orders allowing the brutal mistreatment of Iraqi prisoners in Abu Ghraib also came from near the top of the Bush administration, but only the lowest level U.S. soldiers were ever held accountable. Bush ordered covert, warrantless wiretaps on U.S. citizens in violation of federal law and kept the details secret from congressional oversight, again defending the action as needed to defeat America's enemies.
We need to quickly figure out who the terrorists are talking to and what they're saying in order to protect the homeland.
So help me God.
While stocking his Justice Department with political operatives, Bush claimed his power over so-called enemy combatants was not subject to judicial overview, a violation of the constitutional separation of powers doctrine that the Supreme Court has emphatically and repeatedly rejected. In most cases, the U.S. Congress supinely allowed Bush free rein, but when it did dare to pass a law he opposed, Bush simply declared he would ignore it. Hundreds of these so-called signing statements have invalidated U.S. laws. Now, with Barack Obama up in the Oval Office, legal scholars wonder whether he will be tempted to retain some of the vastly expanded presidential power seized by Bush.
It's just contrary to human nature to think that someone who spends all this time to come to the White House says, "Now you can have the power back, I don't want it." And his advisors certainly aren't going to say that. Every president thinks, well, they may be strong powers, but I'll only use them for good.
Another hallmark of the Bush presidency has been a penchant for extreme secrecy, meaning the full extent of any potential constitutional abuses that occurred on his watch may never be known.
I think it helped him understand how I think.
George Bush has fucked up so bad, he made it hard for a white man to run for president. People are like, give me a black man, a white woman, a giraffe, a zebra, anything but another white man. That last one fucked up my roof.
And now, a message from the President of the United States.
Tonight I want to take a few minutes to discuss a grave threat to peace. The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. He's the homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. He has proven he is capable of any crime. The tyrant is me. I have directed members of the administration to support the use of violence against all of you. I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring sudden terror and suffering with horrible poisons and diseases and gases. Men and women, boys and girls, thousands of civilians will be killed in a single day, murdered at random and without remorse. My ultimate ambitions are to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons
of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
We stand for a different choice, made long ago on the day of our founding. We affirm it again today. We will work closely with our coalition to make and deliver weapons of mass destruction, arming to threaten the peace of the world. In any of these cases, the price would be catastrophic. Thousands of dangerous killers, schooled in the methods of murder, often supported by outlaw regimes, are now spread throughout the world like ticking time bombs set to go off without warning. America will lead by tyranny and death as a cause and a creed, defending injustice and unchanging for all people everywhere.
But make no mistake about it, we are winning and we will win.
In the Middle East.
To be on your toes.
Prepare for war.
But some governments will be timid in the face of terror.
In the face of terror. In the face
and make no mistake about it, if they do not act, America will.
Shoot!
Defend America every time.
Terrorist attacks.
Any world of chaos.
Botulinum toxin. Chemical agents. Anthrax. Biological weapons labs. Cutting out tongues. Terrible disease. Bioterrorism. Mutilation. Communism.
To torture people.
Shoot them down.
I rock. I rack them up. And I roll.
The hell of the great.
Millions of Americans seek guidance every day in prayer to the Almighty God. I am one of them.
I'm back, and I'm a high-tech G.I. Joe.
Cutting off people's heads.
Bitterness, and hatred, and violence, and poison labs.
Cutting off their fingers and their hands.
Burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin.
Throwing them off a three-story building.
Electric shock.
Pulling out their tongues and cutting them off.
And mass murder.
We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts.
Do that grave. Yeah.
I got infrared, I got GPS, I got that good old-fashioned lid. But our troops take out the garbage for the good old USA.
Never say die.
Our culture has said, if it feels good, do it. Embracing a new ethic and a new creed. The weapon of fear. Our nation has only one option. The weapon of fear.
Terror and death.
Weapons of mass murder.
Tyranny in our world.
Our nation has only one option.
Corruption. Tyranny in our world.
The weapon of fear. Connect the dots of the conspiracy.
Law enforcement, intelligence, the military, and Homeland Security.
The weapon of fear. Our nation has only one option.
Terror.
The weapon of fear. Connect the dots of the conspiracy. Our nation has only one option.
Corruption.
The weapon of fear.
Allowing the violent to inherit the earth.
Our nation has only one option.
Weapons of mass murder.
Tyranny in our world. The weapon of fear. Connect the dots of the conspiracy.
We seek tyranny in our world.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
We seek
the weapon of fear.
Just so long as I'm a dictator.
We seek to impose a heartless system of totalitarian control throughout the Middle East.
And war is what they got.
Some dismiss that goal as misguided idealism.
But we're going to smoke them out.
In reality, an ideology of terror and death.
Yeah! Fool me once.
Terror and
death, weapons of mass murder, tyranny in our world, poverty, corruption, and despair, organized crime, and human trafficking, and the drug trade, into an ideology of terror and death. Our nation has only one option. The weapon of fear, fear, fear.
Bring them on. I'm a war president. Fool me, you can't get fooled again.
May God bless America. The weapon of fear.
What's up, America? It's me, G to the WB. Your president, number 43. Land of the brave and sort of kind of free. Trying to keep it real up here in D.C. You feel that? That's a groove. Make you move. People wonder sometimes what I be thinking. My approval ratings are low and they just keep on sinking. It's enough to drive a drinking man back to drinking. So I grab a 40 and go sit by my man Lincoln. Now Saddam Hussein, he was a gangster. More tricks up his sleeve than the prankiest prankster. He was a bad man, he had WMD. You don't mess around with the GWB. Now everyone's saying we're in a quagmire, saying I was wrong and calling me a liar. But I don't care, I don't need nobody. Iraq ain't my fault, the intelligence was cruddy. But go on, criticalizers, go on and judge. I got my spin doctors, MCs Limbaugh and Drudge. So deal with it, country, you all voted for us. Now check out my Republican base while I take it to the chorus. I'm a serious George. Some say a delirious George. Make me angry, I'm a furious George. But mostly I'm a curious George. A little different in the brain. But I'm sane. Know what I'm saying? That's like a double entendre. Hurricane Katrina was a natural disaster. Some critics say I should have acted faster. But let me ask you this, why ain't them people have boats? Or at least some floaty things so they could all float. People say I was in Crawford hiding in my cove. But that's just not true. Ask Carl Rove. I was monitoring the storm from right there on the ranch while simultaneously clearing out a dangerous branch. Yeah, there you go. Now who's to blame? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, that's a shame. I won't get fooled again. You know what I mean. Now everyone's talking about the ports in Dubai. Meanwhile, Cheney's shooting guys damn near in the eye. It's enough to make a crying man cry. But I just keep on keeping on, cause I'm a tough guy. What I got is a tricky situation. Gotta keep selling a war that's bankrupting the nation. Every now and then I feel a little bad. So I just pick up the phone and I call my dad. He says, son, don't worry, you're doing just fine. I mean, you got Rummy and Cheney and Condi Rice. You got the House, the Senate, now you got the Supremes. You're batting 1,000, you're the king. Well, you're right, daddy, I'm in the right wing. That's right, boy, and it's the right thing. Well, they say I'm not smart. What, you went to Yale? Show them your class ring. Then can I throw them in jail? Well, now, hold on, there are certain laws. Yeah, but daddy is for a righteous cause. Well, geez, Louise Jr., do what you think. I gotta go, me and Clinton are hitting the links. Well, you're hanging out with Billy again? Now, Junior, I told you, he's just a friend. Okay, daddy, but you don't think I'm a flunky? Nah, you're just curious, George, like the monkey. I'm a serious George. Some say a delirious George. Make me angry, I'm a furious George. But mostly I'm a curious George. A little different in the brain. Peace out, America. I gotta get back to the white heezy. Sayonara. Vaya con Dios. Hasta la adios. Word.